This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. According to the latest numbers from the Census Bureau, if your commute to work is less than an hour and a half each way, consider yourself lucky because 600,000 of your fellow Americans spend more than 90 minutes getting to work. Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports.
The average commute time is about half an hour. For about 8% of us, that drive to work takes a whole hour. And for the fewer than 1% of us the census calls mega commuters, poor mega commuters, one way to work is 90 minutes. And 50 miles. A long, long time. New York trader Pete Silvestri is hustling to catch his train home, 55 miles away in Fairfield, Connecticut.
It's got a beach, it's got great schools, a lot cheaper taxes than New York.
And Silvestri is pretty much the type of person that makes these mega commutes. Allison Fields is with the Census Bureau. She says they often work in fields like management and business.
They also tend to have a higher salary than the average commuter. They tend to be male, and they tend to be sort of in the prime working age.
But, she says,
you know, it's still not anywhere near as prevalent as people might think.
These mega commuters are outliers. James Moore is a transportation engineer at USC.
Everybody's different. Some of those differences add up to some fairly unusual behaviors.
And as for the perception that we're all wasting so much more time getting to work these days, something I kind of thought was true, Moore says nope.
Typically, commuting lengths have been very, very stable in terms of time for the better part of a century.
We just go further in the same amount of time. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.
And if you go to marketplace.org right now, you can find an interactive map, put in your zip code, and find out the average commute time where you live and see how it compares to the rest of the country. That's at marketplace.org.